Warning, the subject matter we are about to talk about is pretty graphic in nature, so if you are a baby, please stop listening, or don't tell your parents.
Hey guys, welcome to a special bonus episode of the Morphin Grid. And I am Josh.
I'm Jake. This is an emergency broadcast, I think, of the Morphin Grid. We have a DEFCON 1 situation. In some ways, in other ways.
It's so serious. I have notes.
Josh has literal notes I have in a literal notebook.
Four tiny pages of handwritten actual notes.
I am aghast. Okay, obviously what we're talking about is Power / Rangers. It is a film, a short film, that was directed by Joseph Kahn, written by Joseph Kahn, James Vanderbeek.
Joseph Kahn does Taylor Swift's Blank Space
video. I know.
Video.
This guy directed the best music video of the last 5 years. So
he's done other stuff that I know, and now I can't remember what any of it is.
He did Torque? I don't know if that's the...
He did indie film Detention?
He did Detention, starring PETA, a.k.a. Josh Hutcherson.
Yes.
It was written by Joseph Kahn, James Vanderbeek, and Dutch Southern, I think, was the last name.
That sounds like a professional wrestler.
That is the wrestlerist name in this. I wrote it down. So, yeah, Dutch Southern. James Vanderbeek, you might recognize as James Vanderbeek.
As the Dawson.
As Dawson. He was Robin's Canadian ex-boyfriend on How I Met Your Mother. I still say Jacuzzi because of his character.
Yep, he is James Vanderbeek in Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Yep. My favorite line of pretty much all cinema history, I don't want your laugh.
from
Varsity Blues. MTV Films is Varsity Blues. He apparently co-wrote it, which I did not know he was into Power Rangers enough to co-write this. So I want to hang out with James Vanderbeek.
Okay, we're doing a regular style Morphin Grid episode.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I guess, right?
We're going to do that.
But, however, we have both watched this three times yesterday,
yeah,
right?
And I watched it twice yesterday and once this morning.
Okay, and
yeah,
we're going to watch it together for the fourth time right now. So there's a lot of actual mythology stuff in here. Like, whoever wrote this, which was Joseph Kahn, James Vanderbeek, and Dutch Mantle, like, either did a quick scan of the Power Rangers wiki or, like, watched the first season or the first 40 episodes or so.
I have thoughts about this, and I will explain them after the break.
Okay. I think we should break right now.
All
right. Because it's Morphin time.
And we're back. We just watched Power / Rangers. I wish there was video so you could see me doing Athena's / taunt. And guys, there's opinions about it. Everyone has opinions.
Before we jump into this.
Yes.
I did research last night. You also knew this when I told you.
Yep.
This fan film, heavy air quotes, was created as a parody, not of Power Rangers, but of Hollywood's obsession with dark, gritty reboots.
Yes.
So this is intentionally the darkest and grittiest.
Yes. So there's that, which is good, right?
Right. This is not everything Power Rangers needs to be
the
good.
Problem is, and I've done like a couple researches. I was talking with Matt J of Super Sentai Bros. If you haven't checked out that podcast yet, I highly recommend it. It's real funny. And I was like, I just tweeted something about, like, we have seen it. And we will be talking about it tomorrow. And he's like, I don't know what to do with that. And I'm like, on the one hand, there's some neat ideas.
There's a lot of neat ideas.
And on the other hand, I never, ever want to see Power Rangers murder people with guns.
No.
Ever.
However, the neat underlying ideas got me through work last night because I was excited about a lot of directions that this could go. Is there anything you need to say?
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating review, that would be sweet of you.
I'm going to take the stance right now.
I just had a Grace Helbig moment. All right, go ahead.
I don't hate this.
I don't hate it either.
I don't like it. I don't like what it's doing. I appreciate the satire. Now that I know it is one.
Have we already run through your first page of notes?
No. Okay. We haven't started on the notes. It's just something I can play with in front of me.
Put your hands on your head. Okay.
But the more I watch it, the more I like it each time.
I feel a similar way. I have a lot of asterisks, and I hate that I have to qualify my love of Power Rangers. And not my love of Power Rangers, but like I hate that there's a Power Rangers-related item that I have to qualify my love for, because I don't qualify anything I like. I never say this is good because of blah, blah. I just love it unconditionally. And if it's dumb, I say it's dumb because you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be critical of things that you like. And I have no middle ground. I don't know if we've probably talked about this. I am a 16-year-old girl. I love it or I hate it. There is no in-between. And I love Power Rangers. Pretty much the third most, I think, of all the things there are in the world, Power Rangers is number 3 on my list because there's pro wrestling and Buffy. But with this, I find myself having to be like, this is cool because of these reasons, and this is not cool, right? Because it's simultaneously the coolest thing on the planet and the absolute dirt worst thing on the planet. And I feel like you feel a similar way.
I wouldn't call it the absolute dirt worst. It's not like Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
But no, I didn't. I never, never during the short did I want to violently rip my own hair out.
And I know that. Because I've seen this 4 times now.
Yeah.
I will never see Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles a second time.
Right. So, we're doing a Morphin Grace style episode. Do you want to go through it beat by beat?
If you've got beat by beat notes, mine are in order because I took them as I was watching it last night. Okay. But I don't have, like, specific... I don't just say what happens. I just have notes about things.
Oh, I have Morphin Grace style notes.
Let's do it. Let's do it that way.
It's the only way I know how to take notes. We start off with a flashback to when Megatron was fighting Optimus Prime in Halo.
Pause. We haven't seen the Zords yet, right?
Right.
So it's the Rangers running at something from the point of view of Pink.
Yep.
Who has a wrist blade. Literally just to go, whooshing, because she never uses it once. Right?
Gritty.
So it's first person. We see the wrist blade come out of her hand. It's jumping back and forth from black with just audio to picture and audio.
Yeah.
Back to black, back to picture. They all have guns.
They have very specific assault weaponry. Like, it looks like this literally looks like a Halo fan film.
It does, like, at this point.
And that's what I thought. And the first person we see is black. I did not realize it was Black Ranger. I thought it was a Halo. Then we see green. I thought it was a very special Halo because he has a hologram around his chest. We will get there. We will get there. Who boy?
I have a thing about that shield. It's an idea that I like, but it's not made.
Okay,
right.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should just because I'm literally brimming with words right now.
I'm spilling over. Yeah.
So let's try to keep this a little contained. Okay. First, we'll just talk about the episode, or the fan film. Then we'll give our thoughts and ideas on other, like, on parts of it, and ideas that spawn out of it, instead of, like, all trying to fit that into one thing, or else...
That'll be the final thoughts.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Gotcha. Okay.
Like I said, Megatron is fighting Optimus Prime. Megatron wins.
This
is my first red flag.
This is Doomsday.
Yeah.
That's Cyclopsis versus Megazord, right?
I think maybe it...
That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Here's the reason... Because
that's definitely a Zord fighting Megazord. That's not a monster.
It's definitely a Zord. Here's the problem. All of the Rangers are on the ground. Nobody is piloting Megazord.
Yep.
Why? What? I get that you, oh no, this is so bad because Megazord was blown up.
Megazord. This is Megazord.
I agree.
But he has, or at least, maybe I'm thinking Red Dragon Man now, I don't remember, has an autopilot mode where he can just do what he wants.
I feel like...
That might have been the Red Dragon.
I feel
Dragon.
Like the Tyrannosaurus might have had that.
That might have been just the Tyrannosaurus. Guess I have to watch Power Rangers again. Shucks.
Shucks. Let's try to get... No, I mean, do what you want in your own time. You know.
But I have it in my notes that this is the Doomsday fight.
I didn't even put that together. I thought, because it's Machine Empire is the big bad. We'll get there in a minute. Spoilers. Machine Empire is the catalyst for all this.
They are And I don't remember any of the baddies, like, besides, you know, King Mondo, Prince Gasket. Was it Prince Gasket?
Prince Gasket and Louis, Prince Louis Sprocket. Kaboom,
Prince Sprocket, Princess...
No princess. There's just Arturina, who is Arturina, Gasket's,
that's who I'm thinking of.
Gasket's lady friend. And Queen Robot. Because I don't remember her name.
She had a bigger role. You'd think I would know who she was. I don't...
You would think of that. Okay. I'm not going to spoil the ending. You've probably seen it. If you haven't, you can go watch it.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Just all caps. Power / Rangers. So... You can go look at that. It's
the first thing that pops up.
Yeah. So I'm not going to spoil the ending, but we are running as pink. We see black. We see green. We definitely see yellow. And we see blue and red. I think for like a second.
I don't remember seeing blue. I remember seeing red.
The problem is it's...
I thought the first time I watched this that we were red.
That's what I thought, because it's dark. It's literally dark and gritty looking.
The point of view of Kimberly is an interesting choice, but makes sense.
Yep. And then it plays in later. So then... We see the Megazord blow up, and then we hear Rocky, or we hear the beak. We hear...
We hear the Dawson.
We hear JVB.
It doesn't JVDB.
Work. Van Der Beek. It is two words, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too many letters. Can't abbreviate.
Well, it's like JCVD, Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know.
See, you said that way quicker than I ever could.
I've been talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme my whole life.
That says a lot about you.
It does. So, we hear... a voiceover saying something to the effect of, when two sides declare war, nobody's innocent. Okay?
Correct.
Because war. Gritty. Okay. Then...
This is all true, though.
It is. And then this is the thing I really like. He's interrogating Kim, who is played by Katie Sackhoff, who is someone I have had a crush on for quite some time. Which...
That's why you're okay with her being blonde.
I'm totally okay with her being blonde.
But it's... I'll save it for later.
Okay. Yes, I know what you're talking about. We'll get there. He's interrogating Kim, who is blonde, who could be Kat.
Who I thought was Kat.
I knew it was going to be Kimberly, because there's no...
I knew. I was like, that has to be Kimberly, right. But she's blonde, so maybe it's Kat. It was my train of thought.
Yeah, it would have been neat if it would have, like 4 minutes in, he would have said, like, Kat... instead of Kim, like we would have never got her name, and then it'd be like, oh, it's Kat. Where's Kimberly? What happened to her? But, you know, it's Kimberly. She's right here. So, right. There's a lot of swearing in this, and...
There is.
I
even wrote Kim ? Kat ?
So, the thing that I really like is that he says, we were children fighting an intergalactic war.
And he's mad about
that. He's mad at that, and I really like that. And
that's
this is
a really cool thing.
This is a through line, right? And not to bury the lead, but the fact that that Zordon picked children makes so much more sense after watching this to me.
Right.
Because this is what happens when adults have Power Ranger powers.
Yeah.
The worst stuff happens.
Also, Rocky joining them, being a turncoat, yes. Joining the Machine Empire.
James Vanderbeek is your boy Tiki, and I can't even. First of all, James Vanderbeek is amazing.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah. Second of all, I hate Rocky even more now for two reasons. First of all, he's a turncoat.
Yeah.
He's a traitor.
Which
second,
Rocky is makes the most sense yeah. to be that.
Second,
I can't help you.
Yeah, Steve Carradine cannot act this good. The character of your boy Tiki is never going to be... This is Rocky.
This is Rocky.
This is Rocky. And the show has your boy Tiki.
At one point during this, I turned to Jake and I said, why isn't James Vanderbeek in more things?
And I don't have a good answer.
Because
I'm going to say politics. Why? Politics.
Because he rocks this. I'm dropping that reference. I'm not even...
Okay, that's your one dad joke.
But yeah, he's... I didn't even do that on purpose. But yeah, the beak is real, real good in this.
So then we cut to, he says, where is Tommy Oliver? And we cut to Tommy, who is played by a guy named Russ Wayne. Never heard of him before. Don't know what he's been in. Did a fine job. We'll in the post credits talk. We'll talk a little bit more. But he's drinking a garbage can beer. He just pulls beer out of a garbage
he's
can.
He's in a hobo.
He's
community.
A hobo. He's being a hobo. He's in hiding, obviously, which right. I like that they get this across. And then he says. She's like, I don't know where he is. And Rocky's like, BS isn't a good color on you. And she's like, I prefer pink. Which is dumb. Which is the dumbest line.
She delivered it so, like,
yeah. And, like, and I, if we would have recorded this after my first time watching it, having not looked into anything, I would be real mad about a lot of things right now. But I've watched a couple times.
Right.
You've watched a couple times. We've had time to simmer down. And knowing that it's a parody of Dark and Gritty, because basically what happened is he's like, I'm going to take the goofiest kid thing and I'm going to make a dark, an overly dark, overly gritty version of it. And that's what this is. And if you look at it from that point of view, that it's a parody of Dark and Gritty and not of Power Rangers, then I think it's fine.
Right. Power Rangers just happens to be the subject.
Yeah.
Maybe subject's not even the right word. It just happens to be the theme.
It's the window dressing.
Right.
You know?
And the drapes.
Yeah. Which is fine. If this would have been a Power Rangers, if this would have been like a serious Dark and Gritty Power Rangers, my tone would be Ninja Turtles right now. I would be I would be real mad. But I've had some time to sit with it, and there's a lot of neat ideas that I think could be mined from it. We'll get to that afterwards. I know I keep teasing afterwards. This is not a long short, but we're going to be talking about it for
a while.
For a while. So then this is when I think it's revealed that it's Rocky. Like, for real. And he's, you know, he's a turncoat. He betrayed them and joined the Machine Empire because they just started attacking and then they integrated all of their technology with ours.
There's a treaty signed because at one point Kim is like...
While the government was...
Well, that's later. But during this scene, she's like, did you even wait until we were disbanded after they signed the treaty? Or, you know, how early did you turn? And he's just like... Dude,
soon as I knew that this was a war that we weren't going to win.
He says
there's only one rule to follow, and I was hoping he'd be like, never escalate a battle. But instead he's like, be on the winning side. Which,
right. Rocky's looking out for Rocky.
Rocky's looking out for Rocky, and here's the thing.
He's got a sweet robot leg.
Yeah. I want to know how we lost the robot leg.
Maybe that's why he's bitter.
Yeah.
He lost his leg, and only the Machine Empire could give him his leg back.
I think he has a lot more robot parts than are letting on. His face is all scarred up. I think he's got some face reconstruction at the very least. Maybe he's got, like, new eyeballs, because, like, that is not scars that happen from, like, a sword. Those are, like, we need to muck around inside your head scars. And, like, if you look at it from... The machines don't care about what people look like because machines are just machines. Who cares?
Right.
That he's like, oh, we fixed your face. Your brain's intact and your eyeballs are new. Also, there's some scarring, but who cares? Your face is not broken to death anymore.
It's not all saggy.
Yeah.
In.
Rocky again says, like, they weaponized youth. And Kimberly says, we didn't fight for them. We fought for each other, which I really like.
Right.
You know what I really appreciate, Joseph Kahn? Let's sit down. Let's turn this chair around. I really appreciate that you never used once a Ranger, always a Ranger, because this is not the universe for that.
No.
And I do really appreciate that
Well, Kim does call Rocky out for, you know.
He says, you were never one of us. And he says, thank you. He is so baller in this.
He's spinning a gun on the
just
table.
Just so cash. He's cash 64. And then so he's like, tell me about Jason. She's like, what about him? He's like, well, you were married for 8 hours, which do you remember our unaired pilot episode where I said that Jason and Kim were on a date? Boom. In this canon, that's true.
Maybe this is the fallout from that universe. Oh, man.
It would make a crazy kind of – no, but Trini's not the same Trini, so it doesn't –
Right.
I think it makes sense, right? You're on the run.
Make sense to me, but I think that's because Jason, as a character on Power Rangers, is presented so asexually.
He is basically so.
That I was like, there's no way he would marry Kim. He's Tommy's best friend. He is apparently not attracted to anybody.
Well, here's... That's not true.
It's not true.
There's one instance of it later, and one that I looked into too deeply on the Broomball episode. But... Here's what I think happened. They get married because their powers were taken away, but they're still wanted. I don't know how their powers got taken away. We'll have to talk about that afterwards. But I think Tommy still has his powers.
From the opening scene is that they're just a special military unit.
That's what it seems like it turned into.
So I think, or I thought, that they don't have, like, actual powers. They have these crazy, like,
but they don't have their morphers.
But there's a mention of powers later.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened.
I think what it is, when they say powers, they mean morphers, right? The ability to morph. Sure. And I think what happened is when they were like, hey, give them all back, Tommy just ran. Tommy just, like, trucked it out of there. So
yes,
he went.
No.
I think he went on the run immediately.
We'll talk about Tommy.
We will.
Because I have ideas about that, too.
So she was married to Jason for 8 hours. 8 hours after she got married, Bulk and Skull sold them out, and the military killed Jason, but not Kimberly. Because they bang on the back of the truck, and Jason reaches for a gun. He gets shot up.
It looks like he's reaching for a sword.
It looks like a shotgun.
But it's probably a shotgun, yeah. And I just superimposed the power sword on it.
That would have been real cool. So,
but yeah, he does not get far. He gets a hand on it before he's
down. And
is
killed immediately, and then she falls out. She's got blood all over her. She got, like, a white veil on and, like, jeans in her tank top because, like, they don't have time to get a wedding dress.
This is in Nevada. This is right outside of Las Vegas.
It has to be, right? Yeah. And so Bulk and Skull sold him out. And then Bulk drops the C word? I do not like that.
And he says, like, he's sick of being made fun of by them.
I don't...
That's why he sold them out.
I don't think that would have happened. Like, that's... This is my biggest problem. Is
because
like,
even if this is post-Doomsday, like, Doomsday is the opening. I'm running with that because that's how I saw it.
But it doesn't make any sense.
It does and doesn't. A lot of it is just like, look at all the Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah, which we'll have to talk to you after. We'll talk
so
about
it's
after,
a different
like,
universe. It's a different continuity. So this could be Doomsday.
I don't think so. I don't agree with that. But we'll just move on.
Or it could be way later. But I still think the opening was Doomsday.
I think it's supposed to reflect that. But
because if the treaty that they signed is the quote unquote peace conference, that's season two. By season two, Bulk and Skull are revealed to be genuinely good people.
Yeah.
We're there where we're watching.
Yeah, them. That's like right now they're like helping Aisha because they want to make a good first impression. Like, I really hate that this is, and I get it, right? And the reason they sold him out is because of drugs. Because he says.
Because the Machine Empire had better meth.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's real dumb. Then while they're still talking about.
Well, it's right after, because Jason's gunned down, Bulk smashes Kimberly in the face with a gun, and then while it's black, Rocky voices
over. So how long ago do you think this was, compared to the interrogation?
They were married for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Did we say that?
Yeah. How long do you think she's been in holding? Because there's no way she got out.
No. She says it was years ago.
She must have gotten out.
Because Rocky's like...
This is a problem I have with this. There's stuff for the sake of stuff. There's no
Rocky
ties.
Rocky's like, let's talk about Jason. And then she's like, what about him?
Yeah.
And he's like, you were married, right? She was like, for 8 hours. That was years ago.
So, like...
Bulk smashes her in the face. She's knocked out.
Is this before the Doomsday? I don't think so.
No.
I think
no, it can't be. It can't be because of the way it ends. I don't know. I think this is just stuff for the sake of stuff.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
Unless she got out, this Kimberly seems like she got out.
A very
and was on
capable,
the run again,
yeah. Well,
know?
I mean, our Kimberly is real capable if she puts her mind to it. She's
but this, she's so mad that it seems like she got caught again.
Oh yeah, no, I bet.
Yeah,
I don't think that didn't happen. Then we show Tommy investigating, and it's Bulk and Skull, and they're in a barn in Nevada or whatever.
Yeah, everyone was saying this was Adam when it first came out.
I thought it was Adam because it did not look like the guy playing Skull from 1 minute ago. He looks
but
different underwater.
You only see that Skull for like a second just so he can get a laugh in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Bulk dies from ODing on that sweet, sweet meth.
Yep, super machine meth.
Skull drowns in a tub because he's high, I guess.
That's what I thought. That's what it looks like. So, Tommy's investigating.
All of this is happening while Rocky is voicing over, you know, do you know what happens to a dog when he catches the car? And the camera's like, it doesn't turn out good for the dog.
I thought, like, I was like, oh, cool, they're just literally jacking the Dark Knight script right now. Good job, everybody. So then they're like, let's talk about Zach. It was a little hyperactive, but he turned out fine. It's like, oh, we mean the hip-hop keto videos? And then it shows the goofiest thing in the short in that, like, he's doing VHS tapes of hip-hop keto, but it's just Tybo.
And this is very obviously way in the future, because right before I think it cuts to Rocky interrogating Tim, there's, like, flying cars in a Tim? Futuristic city. You know. Tim.
Tim, really?
Your girl, Tim.
Your girl, Tim. Okay. Yeah, there's, like, flying cars, and, like, the cell, quote-unquote, she's in is, like, holograms that he can manipulate.
Like, pulling computer screens just in air, pulling up files, swiping through pictures.
Which is neat. The effects in this are really good.
It's really well done.
Yeah.
It's very well produced.
I think it's well-directed. I don't think it's well-written. I think some things are well-written. I don't think it's a well-written overall. And the acting in it is top-notch for what it is.
For the most part, it is very good. Yeah. It's a 14-minute short full of continuity holes.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, so they're like, all right, what about Zach? They're like, oh, he didn't – Rocky's like, he joined us. He didn't even –
this is what doesn't make sense. Okay.
Right. He wanted to keep his powers because he needed that adrenaline rush. Which, if anyone is gonna, I guess that kind of makes sense.
No, he doesn't. But what doesn't make sense is the fight scene. Because Rocky says he joined us to fight the resistance.
Yeah.
He goes down and fights the Machine Empire.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. That guy in the white suit, that's Clank. That's credited as Clank.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
And he's mad at them for bootlegging his VHS tapes.
And he flips them off. And then he gives... Okay, so...
Unless Clank went rogue. Because it's in North Korea.
It's in North Korea, which I guess if you're looking at it from, like, the only good guys left are the North Koreans, then maybe, yeah, you join the bad guys. I don't know. But... I forgot something. Let's go back.
Okay.
Okay. To show how dark and gritty this is, because again, this is
right.
The darkest
We've
and grittiest.
We've already had guns.
We got guns. We've got drugs.
So what's missing from the dark and gritty equation?
Guns, drug, rock and roll.
Close.
Sex?
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep. So Zach is obviously in bed with two ladies.
Yep. Who are apparently Divatox and Scorpina. Scorpina, I'll buy. Divatox, that's just putting a name on an unnamed actress. Yeah. That's literally all that is. Because it's played by porn star Brie Olsen, who is blonde and looks nothing like Divatox. The woman playing Scorpina might be a porn star, if I had to guess.
I'm pretty sure they were both.
But, like, she's Asian, so, like, that's Scorpina. I get that. That checks. And there's one thing in the credit. There's a ghost credit we'll have to talk about at the end.
That's... still doesn't make any sense.
I have one thought, but it can't be right. So we'll get there in a minute.
He also does a line of coke.
Yes, because he needs that rush.
Right, because he's addicted to moving and fighting.
I guess, or just
the adrenaline, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. So like, so then cut back to the fight scene, and he...
I have a note that just says hip-hop keto, ha ha ha. It's the only funny, goofy thing.
Also, that is not hip-hop keto.
That is just aerobics.
That's just Tybo. That's literally just Tybo. That was nothing like hip-hop keto. I really like... This is a weird thing to enjoy. I really like how the subtitles are done in this scene.
Yeah.
They're dynamic, and I really like that.
It did not make me just feel like I was reading this scene.
It felt like I was hearing what they were saying. Because it was moving with what they were saying, and like they were kind of like flickered and stuff. It was real cool.
So he jumps out of a plane in his suit.
Yeah,
he's morphed, and he jumps down into a North Korean warehouse.
So tells everybody to surrender. If not, he will flip them off, I guess.
If Clank is the white suit guy,
yeah,
I'm assuming the rest of them are quote unquote cogs.
I don't think so. I think.
But maybe
so
not.
Dumb. If the machine did Clank go rogue? No, Clank was the little ball and chain.
No, Clank is the big guy. Little ball and chain thing is like his buddy. Clank is the guy who uses
who
his
throws
friends
the ball
to make things grow.
Why would he turn? Okay, well,
I don't know.
This is why this is dumb. This is The stuff that makes me mad about this now is that it is not good Power Rangers continuity. You have so much to work with.
Again, this is just putting a Power Rangers name on a guy.
Yeah, and like that's the same thing as Divatox and Scorpina.
Right.
He's like, wait. And then Clank's like, any last words? And by the way, Clank is like a legit Hollywood actor who has worked with Joseph Kahn. He's like super good at fighting because...
Yeah.
This fight scene is well choreographed. Here's the problem.
Cool. It's a senseless violence action movie fight
scene. Yeah, but it's good.
It's good, though. Here's it's a good one.
Here's the problem. Zach Taylor kills 11 men.
Oh, you counted?
I counted. 11 men. Zach, it's the only way to fly, Taylor. Zach didn't mean to play the fool, girl. Taylor kills 11 men. Man, that's not
with
okay.
Guns and
with
knives.
Guns and knives.
One right in the forehead.
That's not.
But in the interview with Joseph Kahn that I read, this scene is like specifically designed to show no consequence for killing somebody. Like it's designed to just be pull a trigger, guy's dead. There's like no consequences. Yeah. No, like nothing matters. Killing these people doesn't matter.
Which works. A lot of the dressing works. I just, like, you could have done Captain Planet or something. Don't do Captain Planet. You could have done Ninja Turtles. You could have just made Turtles little Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles already ruined, right?
Right. What can you do to Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles isn't ruined. There's still good Ninja Turtles. Bad stuff does not ruin.
Yeah, there's
good
Ninja Turtles happening right now on Saturdays.
I wrote on here, a morphed ranger kills humans, period. Aggressively.
Yeah. Oh, but before the fight starts, he goes, any last words? The Clank goes, any last words? And then Zach goes, it's morphin' time.
He does a really cool thing, though. I marked out when he bounces helmet off the guy and it lands on his head.
Because he lands with his helmet on, turns it off, and then gives the speech. And then he says it's morphin' time, and it appears in his hand, which is dumb. But then he threw it at a guy so hard that it killed him, and it bounces, or didn't kill him, but because he's one of the guys that's killed later.
Right.
Hits him down, and then lands on Zach's head. That's pretty cool. I mean,
I also think the suits looked pretty cool.
I think they looked janky as hell. They looked like a weird Under Armour Kevlar with just like a real tight sweatshirt on top. And they have no belts, so they have their morphers on, but they're just kind of waggling around like a fanny pack.
I thought they had a belt.
There was a white line. It was not a real belt.
It was not a belt.
No. And the masks look real dumb.
I kind of liked them.
They just looked like Halo.
They were helmets.
They were less bad than the Halloween ones.
They were sci-fi space marine helmets.
Yes.
I kind of liked them.
I did not. I don't like the mouth, the way the mouth was. There was too much chin to mouth ratio. And like, he's a Mastodon Ranger, but he's just a Black Ranger. Which I guess is if you're going to like, let's take the goofy stuff like dinosaurs out of it. Which dinosaurs are not goofy. Dinosaurs are cool as heck.
Dinosaurs are awesome. I thought it was like a million dinosaur things.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I don't know. I didn't hate them. I didn't like that Zach, like, morphed Zach was Jax from Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Pretty much. One thing I really found cool. We're talking about this fight scene an awful lot, but it's like the only real fight scene. There's one other.
There's one at the end.
Which is real good. But like, Zach gets shot in the head like four times.
It just and like bounces off.
It's three times. And the bullet bounces back and kills the dude who shot him. That is 11. That's going to 11 on ultraviolence. And that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like, then it's like, oh, sucks when all your friends are gunned down. It's back in the interrogation office. It's like, especially by one of your friends. And then Zach, like, I know you got me. Just do it.
Yeah, he's like, I knew you'd find me. He says it's all good.
Yeah. Like he's sick of, he doesn't want to work for the Machine Empire, but it's like the only way he gets his kicks, I guess.
Right.
Like, keep him supplied with coke and ladies. But he gets shot in the head, and my big problem with that is that the blood splatter flies
to the side
of him. What? No.
I think that's just part of turning it up to 11.
It's just like, look at the blood.
Right.
But it didn't come out of anywhere.
Some is going to splatter, right?
Yeah, but not maybe like this way up a wall.
Maybe it hit the camera and it just looked like it was on the wall.
Then we cut back after Zach shot in the back of the head. We cut back to the interrogation and Rocky's like, you know, it's Tommy. Tommy's killing everyone.
Right.
And Kim's like, no, that's impossible. He's a ranger. And she's like, and Rocky's like, think about it. Rita made him. And then he turned on her, lost his powers, got his powers back, lost his powers again.
There's powers.
Yes. So, I don't know. I feel like Dutch Southern was like,
unless like
Joseph
Rhea...
Kahn's friend from elementary school, who he's like, hey, what do you remember about the Power Rangers? And they just told him real quick. He's like, I'll give you a writing credit. Because like,
right.
Because it's the only way I can figure he learned anything about Power Rangers. He's a quick, or he just was on the worst Power Rangers forum he could find for a minute. I have a thought about it later that we'll get to. So he's like, Rita made Tommy. He's evil. That's basically what it boils down to, is what he's trying to say.
Right.
And then
well,
he's
it
like.
It sounded like, because Rita made him to fight us. He turned on her, lost his powers, got his powers back. And then he says something about the treaty. So maybe he also gave his back.
Oh, maybe.
At the time the treaty was signed?
I don't think so. I don't think he did. I think he's the holdout. That's why they're looking for Tommy Oliver.
But this Tommy Oliver has no powers.
He doesn't use them because that would send a disturbance in the Morphin Grid.
He can't have them.
That would lure him right to the...
There's two reasons he can't have them. One, Rocky says he lost them again.
Yeah,
two,
no.
At the beginning, there's a robot scanning for Power Rangers, and it scans Tommy first and does not pick it up.
Well, it scans him and then goes to go back to where he was, and Tommy's gone.
Okay.
So I think I think it was like a sweep, and he's like, oh, that one might have been Tommy. Where did he go? He says he got him, lost him, got him back, lost him again, right?
Right.
That happened in the show. That's how the show happened, because he gets his powers from Rita, loses them around Green Candle, gets them back in Return of the Green Ranger. Green is back again, tell your friends. I don't remember what the episodes are called. And then he loses them again in Green No More. So that's what he's talking about with lost his powers.
Right.
And then he says something about the treaty, so it's like, was the treaty formed before he got the White Ranger powers? Because if so, Rocky is nobody. Rocky is just a ninja.
Well, Rocky was one of them.
So it has to be... Then why was he the Green Ranger in the opening sequence?
Because Green Ranger is the coolest Power Ranger that's ever existed.
Joseph Kahn, why didn't you do some... Why didn't you call me? I would have felt a lot better if everything tracked. Anyway, I'm sorry.
We're getting into Billy's little section now,
okay,
right?
So we get... So Billy, and I really like this, Billy has been selling Power Ranger tech that he has...
He's been selling Blade Blasters specifically.
Yeah. Like, to the Soviet Union. He's selling $1 trillion worth of Blade Blasters to the Soviet
Union. Which, I don't like this take on Billy, because Billy was never, like, the smart businessman. Billy is, like, your friend's eccentric dad who invents things in his basement.
And they work.
And they work.
But he's crazy.
But he's never going to be the head of a global conglomerate.
Unless Dark and Gritty Billy is like, hey, let me try to get ahead of this world because I don't have powers anymore, but I still know how to make Blade Blasters.
Right. I still know. I reverse engineered everything.
Yeah. So I like that. Also, but the Blade Blasters shoot bullets. You know what's cooler than bullets? Lasers.
Lasers
is always cooler than bullets. Every time. Also, what good are bullets going to do on robots with super thick armor?
You need lasers to melt that
stuff. Read the room, Joseph Kahn. You should have called me. Okay. Tommy is investigating Billy's death, or Tommy killed Billy.
It looks like Tommy killed Billy.
Yeah, because Billy...
No, it doesn't look like that.
It doesn't. It does and it doesn't. Because the first time through, I was like, oh, no, Tommy killed him. Because I fell for it. I fell for it the first time through. On my second time through, I was like, no, not knowing what I know from the end.
Right. Because he's in there. He says, oh, God, Billy, what have you done? And Billy's dead on his desk.
He's got a gun in his hand.
There's
a bunch of blood everywhere. And then we cut back and Rocky says, like, why do you think they picked kids? And this is like this is the through line. But they never follow up on it.
No.
They never get to a satisfying conclusion
why do you think they picked kids? That's the question.
And Kim says,
she like recites the corporate line.
Yeah.
And that just makes Rocky mad. He throws the table into the invisible hologram wall.
It shatters, so the hologram is
this
solid.
This is when I was like, why isn't James Van Der Beek in more things?
Yeah, because he just like, complete 180. First of all, he should get an Emmy for making Rocky cool.
Yeah.
Because no one can do that. Nobody made Rocky cool until now. And I think in the hands of anybody else, this might not have been as cool. I think James Van Der Beek is literally the perfect Rocky.
As soon, like the first time, I had no idea who was in it. Fan of the show, friend of the show, Gary Bingaman posted the video on his Facebook and like tweeted us about it. So I watched it.
Oh, did you tweet us about it? I didn't see that.
You responded to him.
Did I? Because I heard about it from somewhere else, and I wasn't able to watch. Oh, that was way later in the day. Sorry, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't respond to him.
It was a goose.
So I watched it, and then like
the Morphing Green is sentient.
James Van Der Beek popped up, and I'm like, I can't hate this.
Here's the thing,
though.
We've talked about this before.
Have we?
Yeah, because there was a rumor that they were going to try to make an adult pilot starring James Van Der Beek and Katie Sackhoff.
Maybe
and everyone wrote it off as rumor.
Maybe I grouped even us Gary. Talking about that as the MMPR fan film, which this started production way after that and did not ask for any crowdfunding.
No, that's the...
And MMPR is still nowhere near made.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When not professionals try to make movies, it doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen. So we wrote that even Gary was like, that was proven to be fake. But it wasn't.
This is it.
So, like, there was
because, like, way, like, months ago, like, 3-4, maybe even up to half a year ago, the suits from this showed up on eBay.
Really?
Yeah, because it was on Power Rangers subreddit.
That's weird.
And they were like, what are these weird suits? And everyone was like, I don't know. They're just probably some stupid thing or something. I don't know. I don't know what everybody said.
Right.
But then, like, because they linked back to it yesterday because I went on there.
Right. Yeah, I was looking
up. And they're like, now we know what those suits were from, and it's definitely these suits.
That's weird. I wrote Machines Always Win. I forget why.
This is when he interrogates her, right?
Yeah, because he's like, he's getting awful close, he's getting awful handsy, and I was like, oh no. Don't do this.
They don't, thankfully.
Keep sexual assault out of Power Rangers. And hallelujah, they did. Because it's a trick, right? He's like, I'm going to be creepy, so you're on your guard for a different reason. And then try to choke you to death if you don't say what I want.
Right.
And she's like, I haven't seen Tommy since Trina's funeral. And we cut to Trina's funeral, which is under an overpass. It's under 35. It's under 183 here in Austin, it looks like. Ranger Danger did an episode, like, that morning. That's how I found out about it.
Oh, okay.
Is Ranger Danger was like, Power/Rangers fan films thing. And I was like, oh, God. And I went to listen to the podcast. And it was like, if you haven't watched it yet, pause and listen to it. I was at work when I was listening to the podcast. And I was like, okay. So I stopped then after work and... Yeah, I went through it. But they said that like they were wondering, like, is this how we're going to have to treat Trini from now on in every form?
I don't think so.
Because
I didn't like this part. This part didn't sit well with me.
No, it didn't.
Having this funeral be under an overpass.
Right.
Like.
Also, here's the thing, right? Nobody's the same. There's one actress who was in Power Rangers. Everybody else is different. Why not have Trini? Like, unless it's some weird, right. Like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I
like,
think that's what it is.
You know, like, sort of tribute, but really backhanded. I did not like it, but, like, my idea...
There's no mention, like, they don't come right out and say, oh, Trini died in a car accident and everything is the worst.
But why under an overpass?
It's under an overpass.
Come on, guys.
Tommy shows up. In the shadows for a second.
Then disappears.
Kim sees him, and then he's gone. And that's the last time she saw him. He says machines always win after this.
Yeah.
Because there's like a lie detector in that cell. I don't know. The machines can tell she's telling the truth.
Right. Apparently during the funeral, they were negotiating a surrender. And this was years ago.
It's not a surrender. I mean, it is.
They were.
But it's the treaty.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound like, oh, we're going to live in peace together. But the Machine Empire basically runs the Earth now.
Well, all their technology is integrated with our technology. Or more appropriately, all of our technology is their technology now, right? Right. So I get why it's a treaty, but we're just not losing. That's the only thing that happened, is they're not killing us off by the millions anymore. Right. I say us as in if I were living in this world.
At this funeral, they're still Power Rangers.
Right.
Because Kim says shortly after this, they signed the treaty.
And that's when they, yeah. But, like, Rocky's not there. So has he already turned at this point?
Machine Empire's there.
Also, at this point, I want to mention, there's no mention of Aisha or Adam, which would be fine if there was no Rocky.
Or Cat.
But there is Rocky. Here's my solution. James Van Der Beek could have been Jason. boom. Everything kind of clears up.
Yeah.
If that happens.
But they had to kill all of them first. I don't know.
It could have been like, tell me about Richie. I don't know.
It could have been Jason. But if it is Jason, then Kimberly's not the last survivor.
No, I get that.
And like, it doesn't make sense to say Tommy used to be one of them if nothing you do during the short proves that.
Right.
Or everything you do directly contradicts it.
Right. So anyway, he's like, oh, I didn't need your interrogation. The machines knew all that. They got it out of you somehow. Brain scans or whatever, I guess. He says the machines knew all that already. Like, we already knew that. We got that out of you. Or you weren't lying or something. I don't know.
Well, he reads the screen and he's like, oh, you're telling the truth. So right. It's just a lie
detector. But he makes it sound like they already knew all this.
No, he just makes it sound like the machine empire is going to be able to learn anything they need to.
Regardless.
Whether people cooperate or not.
Okay, that makes sense. He's like, oh, you were bait. Tommy shows up. Everyone gets murdered. And it's down to, like, all the guards are just, like, taken out immediately.
There's just, like, a bunch of throwing knives.
And then, like, one...
Because they're not shot.
No. Well, that's kind of the saving grace of Tommy in this one, is that he doesn't use any guns as far... I don't think he had guns in the opening shot. He might have, but I don't remember.
I can't remember. I think he might have.
He might have, but that's when he's shooting machines down.
I definitely think he did.
So he's shooting machines down, but, like,
right.
He doesn't kill people with guns, which at least there's that, right? So then...
He just throws knives to their heart and stabs them in the back.
So then there's a really awesome sword fight with Rocky. Rocky draws the... I assume it's a blade blaster? Maybe it's not.
It's not a blade blaster. It can't be.
Well, I don't...
Because it's just a sword.
It's just like a Power Rangers sword. It's a power sword.
It's a machine empire builds itself when you need it yeah. sword.
And so they fight each other. And it's really cool. And Rocky uses his robot leg... To like,
I have a note that just says Rocky's robo leg is cool.
Yeah, because he blocks with it at one point, and then he uses it to like kind of start crushing, because he gets the upper hand on Tommy.
Yeah.
I also like that Tommy is fighting kind of nobly, and Rocky at one point pie faces him to get him off. Like, he's using his like robot leg to crush his arm. Like,
yeah.
This Rocky is not messing around, and I kind of like that characterization, because
yeah.
Rocky is essentially a bar of soap. In the show.
Yeah.
He has no personality until he's a frat boy. But he's just a bar of soap other than that. He's about to, like, stab Tommy in the head or something, and a just bullet hole through his head. Kim gets up, grabs a gun.
Do we see her break the chain?
One of her chains is broken. The other one is not.
But do we see her actually break it? I can't remember. But I know when she grabs the gun on the floor, it's just a broken handcuff.
Yeah. We don't see the one, but she's still chained with the other hand when she has the gun.
Is she?
Yeah. I'll explain why in a second.
Okay.
So she kills Rocky, and then Tommy's like, who are you? And she's like, I'm Kimberly.
I'm Kim.
Don't you remember?
Kimberly.
And, what was Kimberly wearing?
I didn't know if you were going to do it or not.
She's wearing this, like, prisoner jumpsuit. It's all white, which it looks good. It's overly fashionable for a prisoner outfit. It's got, like,
it's a sexy space prisoner.
Yeah.
Or it's a sexy prisoner spacesuit, I think is what yeah. I described.
But it could also double as, like, a jumpsuit or, like, if she's just going on her own, like a battle attire, you know? Like, it kind of works. It's got a weird, like, kind of
and she's got
net
like
pattern.
One half of her hair pinned back
yeah.
to give the illusion that it's shaved.
But it's not.
But
and,
it's not.
And look, I am pro half your head shaved. I'm also pro illusion of half your head shaved. This hair looks good, and Katie Sackhoff can pull pretty much anything off, so there is that. Kim, he's like, who are you? And he's like, she's like, I'm Kim. He's like, no, I held Kimberly in my arms.
You're not doing it right. He goes, no, I held Kimberly in my arms when she died.
I was getting there. Because he's.
My note about Tommy's voice.
Batman?
Is not Batman. I went a different way with it. Is a Demon Hunter Tommy Winchester.
Well, because his voice isn't.
Because he's got like a trench coat on. And
no,
he's
he doesn't.
Like,
it's a regular coat.
Well, fine. He's wearing Sam's coat, not Dean's coat.
Dean doesn't have a trench coat.
Cass, whatever. But like, this is voice. It's not
his voice is a little gravelly, but it's not because this is how it goes. He's like, no, I held Kimberly in my arms as she died. Now tell me again, who are you?
That's Batman.
Where's Rachel? Where is she?
Where's Kim?
Like he just like, world's greatest detective. So he saw Kim die, and this is when I was like, oh my god, the helmet from the beginning, because we are player one is Kimberly in Halo Power Rangers Edition. And then when Rocky's first voiceover, there's the shot of the pink helmet, and you don't even put it together until the end. And
and her face starts to crack.
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm the one who made you. And then I killed all the Power Rangers so we could be together. And there's a little voiceover of her and a montage. And she's
because it's her as Kim. So she's been Kim since what I'm still calling Doomsday.
We'll call it Doomsday, but I don't think it was literal Doomsday. I don't think it was episode 39 and 40 Doomsday. I don't think that was the allegory, but I will call it Doomsday.
Well, everything else is so this is a Power Rangers name on a thing that it very well could have been supposed to be Cyclopsis versus Megazord.
Yes,
right?
It could have been. Anyway, so she's been Kim for since at least Doomsday when she died. Shortly after that.
Because she died on that battlefield.
And only Tommy saw.
I guess.
Because why else? There's a lot of questions I have about continuity within the short itself. So she's like, there's a montage, like you said. And it's her going get shot, shoot up, drown, kill yourself, sleep. When she kills everybody else. And that's never a power Rita had, but I think it's cool. It's called prevarication, sort of.
I also like that Rita is dressed like Kimberly.
That is a nice... They did not intend that.
That was not intentional, that is not something,
yes, that is nice. So she breaks out of her skin, and she's Rita, played by Carla Perez, who is playing Rita now, where we are.
Right.
She's the young, sexy Rita, is Carla Perez. She's yuppie Rita at the end, which is really cool. And then Tommy's like, Rita, no! And then chops her head, I guess.
Right, so then that's the end. It gets to the credits where you learn who all the characters who weren't directly named are.
Sweet dubstep remix of Power Rangers.
I'm not a fan of dubstep, but I enjoyed this little dubstep song.
It worked real good. And then, in the credits, there's three names. Four names, I guess, because there's Clank, who is never mentioned. He's mentioned he's a general, but I guess...
It says General Clank. It's definitely the guy that Zach fights.
Yeah, and then there's Divatox and Scorpina, who are Amia something and Brie Olsen. We've been over that. By the way, the Not Safe for Work version just has nudity.
They just don't have underwear on.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Yeah, no bras or underwear. That's literally the only difference. So there's that. And then it says, at the very end, Sestria.
Sestria, I had to look up.
I thought it said Destria because I could not read it.
She's the Equitian
that
Billy falls in love with and moves to Aquitar to be with.
In Zeo. Yeah.
She's not in this. From what I've gathered is they've maybe shot some scenes with her, but then cut them and just left her in the credits.
Maybe. There's a shot when we're in Billy's office of him kind of canoodling with somebody, but he's they're touching heads. It looks kind of romantic. And it's on Time Magazine or some magazine.
That's definitely another boy.
And it's a dude. And it says something about gay love
it's
or whatever.
The love issue.
Yeah. So Billy, I guess, is gay in this. Totally fine.
Because there's also a throwaway line. As they
Billy wouldn't F you or whatever,
he's like, don't worry, Kim, or you know, chances are you didn't sleep with him or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which kind of implies that Kim slept with everybody, which I don't that either.
That's the other dark and gritty checklist is
right.
Good girl is good role model is actually easy. And look. I'm totally for sex positivity. If you want to have sex, that's fine. Be careful about it.
Sure.
And then just, no minors. Everything after that's fine. So if this Kimberly is I enjoy sex, I'm going to have sex with whoever I want because I could die at any moment. That's a trait I'm fine with her having. What I'm not fine with is her being slut-shamed for it and it being I don't know, it's... Because Kimberly is a very positive female role model. Yeah. I think everybody can agree to that. And then they're like, oh no. The thing that's wrong with Kimberly is that she's slutty.
Well, I don't
that's
even
how
think
she's
that.
Dark and gritty.
Because the Kimberly that married Jason was Rita.
No, I don't think it was.
No, it was.
Oh, no, it was.
She whispers something to him right before he's killed.
So that was years ago. That was years before years ago?
Rita has been impersonating Kimberly.
For so long.
For years. Like a lot. Like 5 to 8 years.
Yeah. So, here is... And then Jason David Frank, who when I first saw this, I went, Jason David Frank is dragon punching people in the face right now that he was not in this.
That I commented that. I was like, I'm surprised JDF didn't star in this. He was actually approached.
He was approached.
And denied it.
Yeah, because he does not like the R rating. He's like, I'm a PG-13 guy. And this is the most well-spoken I've seen JDF in years. And he says, like... There's, you know, all the drug use and the killing and the blood. Like, I couldn't watch this with my daughter.
Right.
Which, like, that's so noble. That's so cool. That he's like, I liked it and I liked what they were doing.
Right. He didn't say, oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, shame it. He didn't bring it down. He just said he wasn't going to do it.
And then, like,
because it's not the spirit of Power Rangers, which is definitely
true. Because Power Rangers is connected to kids. Like, it's a thing for kids.
And that's why it was chosen for this.
Right.
But at the same time, this very loyal fan base that you have to be careful of when you do anything with Power
and
Rangers.
And so he does some some branding. He's like, I want to be in the real movie, Lionsgate, make this happen, JDF, my page, what? And like, it's like, okay, you were fine, and then you tried to sell yourself to Lionsgate. If they haven't called you already, they're not gonna. We don't even know who the director is. On the Power Ranger movie.
Probably not even cast yet.
Oh, it's definitely not. I think that would have been found out immediately. But
Saban knows about this film. Because they're trying to shut it
down. They're trying to shut it the heck down. It was taken off Vimeo, which is like traditionally a place where you can put basically anything, including the Not Safe for Work version. And like Vimeo caved immediately.
Yeah.
It's still up on YouTube, but it's not monetized, which is so amazing to me. The thing is, this was made for money. This cost money. James Van Der Beek did not do this for free. Maybe
no.
Maybe
and all the effects that are in it, like this was a pricey little short.
This
film.
Is a passion project, but it's still caught unless like these are all the favors he had. Unless he called in every because like James Van Der Beek co-wrote it, so maybe that was the price of getting James Van Der Beek. Maybe,
that's why Rocky was so cool.
Right,
James
is
like, if I'm going to play this character, I'm going to write him.
I'm going to play my own Rocky. I'm going to play the Rocky that isn't good. I'm not going to play your boy Tiki.
Went home, he studied tape. He was like, I'm going to do everything. Steve's not doing.
Yeah. And, like, the effects, like, he's worked with a lot of people with, you know, effects. So, like, maybe he just, like, had some favors he could call in. The General Clank is someone he works with a lot. So they're probably friends. Like, hey, you want to do this, like, really short fight scene? It's like, it's going to be a day. You'll be filming for a day. So, like, presumably, this could have been made for free if Joseph Kahn is the world's best salesman. I'm assuming he's not, because it's produced by two people. Producer usually means we have the money, and we gave you the money. And so, one of the producers is the person whose YouTube video, or YouTube channel it's on, Adi Shankar, something to that effect. And it's not monetized at all. There's zero monetization, which means Saban legally can't do anything about it.
Right.
But they are trying.
Yeah. I mean, it's a parody. It's not a parody of Power Rangers. It's a parody of Dark Grit.
Right, but it is a parody.
Which are two words I'm so sick of reading and hearing
at this
point. I'm
so sick. The word gritty is like reading a swear word now.
Like edgy. Just like, this is what my brother, who's 13 years old, would make if he was making a movie that he thinks is mature for grown-ups.
Yeah. Yes. This is a movie for grown-ups. You can watch this movie and buy J.K. Rowling's new book. I'm mad again. Because here's my major problem with it, right?
It doesn't follow its own continuity.
It doesn't follow its own continuity. It doesn't... follow Power Rangers continuity, it looks like a quick Google search of, or just he looked at a couple Wikipedia articles.
Read the Wikipedia article.
Or like James Vanderbeek knew a lot about Power Rangers and tried sneaking it in. Right. You know? And like, it seems like he called up his friend who knew about Power Rangers and then asked him a couple questions about names and stuff.
Right.
And wrote that down and then made that into a movie. And that's one of my major things. I don't like that it's like dark and gritty, but knowing that the parody portion of it is, and I can't nail this home hard enough, it's not on Power Rangers, it's on Hollywood's boner for making things dark and gritty.
Right.
That I'm fine with it. The problem is, it seems like he's like, I'm going to make this thing that's the goofiest thing in the world. I'm going to make a dark and gritty version of it to stick it to Hollywood, right?
He even has said, like, he doesn't care about Power Rangers. It's part of the reason he picked it.
Yeah. Here's the problem, right? I'm going to stick it to Hollywood. I'm going to show the fans, oh, here's dark and gritty.
Right. Here's
That's what all the worst fans want.
Here's the problem. People actually like it.
Yeah. He's not on the inside of Power Rangers. If he was, he would have known and he would have used Voltron because nobody cares about Voltron. Everyone has a Voltron shirt.
The article I read was like, he could have picked My Little Pony.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Because, like, if he had picked My Little Pony, nobody would have liked it. It would have been 1,000% negative reception, which is kind of what he's going for. Because nobody's clamoring for dark and gritty My Little Pony.
There are, I can't say the sentiment that I want to say, but, like, there is, the word brony used to be positive, and it is not anymore.
Well, yeah.
Because of most bronies. I have a My Little Pony tattoo, and I am ashamed of most of the other men that like this show because they can't just let this cool show for girls be a cool show for girls.
No.
Right? They got to make it their own. They want it to do weird stuff to those horses, and I'm not okay with it. So if they did make a dark and gritty My Little Pony, there are people out there who probably just love the idea of dark and gritty. Full stop.
I went to high school.
I
read Facebook comments from some of my own friends.
I thankfully have not said anything about it because I'm worried about how my dumbass cousins would respond. Also, when you watch this video, do not look at the comments. Do not look at the comments. It is every 1 out of 10 is like, no, you're not getting it. Or Power Rangers is supposed to be fun for kids.
Right.
But everybody who loves the other 9 of 10 are like, oh, yeah, finally. It's so realistic.
Anyway, we got to wrap up.
As you can probably imagine, we did not wrap up. In fact, we talked for about 20 more minutes. So I am going to cut all that out because that's all extra superfluous stuff. And I'm going to make that a bonus episode that'll be up probably Saturday morning. We just couldn't stop talking about this thing. Also, morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid, on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphinggrid. And we're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating and a review, that'd be awesome. I am basically a tape recorder of that sentiment at this point in my life. We want to know what you think. We said it sometime between when I cut out, somewhere in there. So tweet us, email us, message us on Facebook. Let us know how you feel about this, because we really, truly want to know. All right, back to us trying to end the episode. Thank you for listening. Sorry this went so long.
Until next time,
may the power protect you.
Who are you?